He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the July 30th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's been a wild morning here so far, hasn't it? We were up about 60 points not too long ago on the better-than-expected GDP numbers, and now we're down 32. So go figure. We'll have to figure out what has happened between, 10 minutes ago and now to give us negative numbers just like that. The Dow is now down 30 points at 16,880. And even the S&P 500, which was up about 8 points just a few minutes ago, is now flat. It's at 1970. The NASDAQ is holding on to its gain. It's up 15 points. Most of that's Twitter, which beat earnings last night quite handily. The NASDAQ is at 4,453. We have gold down today, $6 a share or an ounce, $7 an ounce. $12.94 is where gold is right now. We have crude oil up today at 101.37. We have the euro. Boy, the dollar's been strong lately. Has anybody watched this advance in the dollar? And of course, that does not bode well for gold, at least for now, as the dollar continues to advance. That brings gold prices down. The 10-year yield has bumped up just a little bit here on this better-than-expected GDP report. It's at 2.52%. And, of course, the thought is that the Fed will now move sooner rather than later as far as a Fed rate hike. That remains to be seen, but that would be that would make sense. And, of course, that print on GDP, well, it's a good thing and a bad thing. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we'll talk a little bit here to start the show about the good, the bad, and the ugly. But before I do that, I just want to remind our San Francisco listeners on KDAO that on August the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, the San Francisco Money Show is happening at the Hilton Hotel in downtown San Francisco, right by Union Square. There's going to be some headliners there like Steve Forbes, etc. And I will be doing a workshop at 9 a.m. on Saturday the 23rd, which is a first-come, first-served type of situation. We've already had taken several reservations. You can call us at our firm here at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST if you want to reserve a spot for that free workshop that I'll be doing on Saturday, August the 23rd in downtown San Francisco. Or you can send us an email. Just go on our website at pwstreet.com. and send us a message that you would like to reserve a spot to that workshop. Okay, let's start with the good. Well, today is day 1,969 of the current bull market. I continue to remind folks that the market has almost tripled over the last 5 years. That's a big move. Moves like that in the market don't just come along all the time. And when they do come along, you've got to take advantage of it and ride it for all it's worth. And that's what we've done here at Gunderson Capital Management. We have been invested this entire time as I have been bullish on the market since March of 2009. Now, we are still in earnings season, obviously. I would say the vast majority of the big name companies, the heavyweights like Apple and IBM and Microsoft, etc., have already reported. But there's still a lot of companies that are yet to report. And of course, every 3 months, companies report, their earnings and their sales, and they're compared with the same quarter last year, and they're compared with the analyst estimates yesterday or earlier in the week. For example, we got Twitter, which reported earnings and sales that far exceeded analyst estimates, and Twitter, you know, up 20% to 30% since then, as Twitter beat expectations. And don't forget also that every 3 months our country reports its GDP, gross domestic product. This is a measure that shows if our economy has expanded, stayed the same, or contracted. And if you flash back to the first quarter of this year, you can conjure up visions of the deep freeze, airports closed, roads frozen, malls empty. And don't forget that we got a GDP report that was negative by 2.9% after all was said and done. And ever since that report came in, we have been waiting with bated breath, anxiously awaiting the second quarter of 2014, the GDP report. And finally this week, we received that report. And it showed, instead of the 3% growth that analysts were expecting, instead we got a number of 4%. Well, a lot of that was probably pent-up demand from the first quarter that spilled over into the second quarter. All those folks that intended to go to the mall during the deep freeze finally got to the mall in April and May and June and bought those things that they would have bought in January and February and March. And so that's probably part of this number of 4%. So it shows that the economy continues to grow, and I've said going forward that will be one of the keys to how much further this bull can go, is taking a look at the economy and the health of the economy. When the economy starts to shrink again, that could bring the bull to its knees, but the economy continues to grow for now, despite all of the geopolitical turmoil in the world. And of course, that bodes well for the continuation of this current bull market. Now for the bad. Home sales, especially new home sales, they have really slowed down. As I look at charts of the home builders like D.R. Horton and Lennar and Toll Brothers, etc., man, I see some really bad charts there. This needs to be watched closely going forward because home sales and construction are a big part of the economy. And we need to keep our eye on this. That's one of the negatives to watch. That's one of the worries, one of the walls of worry that this bull market continues to have to climb. Now for the ugly. And I've said this before, despite today's good numbers on the economy, I continue to see a lot of well-known retail stocks continue to get clobbered. Let me just throw out some names. I've thrown them out before. The Container Store, BB Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond, TGI Friday, Red Lobster, Cachet, Aeropostale, JCPenney, Radio Shack, Lululemon, Overstock.com, Pier 1, Tilly's, Coach. These are some examples of retail consumer stocks that continue to get pounded into the ground. And, of course, there are some retailers like Dillard's and Macy's and Nordstrom's and Chipotle that are doing well, however. But it appears to me that the consumer is not exactly on any kind of a buying spree right now. Ask yourself, are you on a buying spree right now? Are you spending freely? Or are you worried about the future of your job? I don't know. Are you worried about the future of your industry that you're in? Are you worried about the future of your country? Are you worried about the future of the world with all the geopolitical turmoil? I know we got very strong consumer confidence numbers, but how confident are you? Only you can answer that question. I'm just saying that I see a lot of retailers that aren't doing so well right now, and that's another thing that we have to be careful. We have to be vigilant and watch going forward. But when all is said and done, the bottom line is still this. The nation's economy continues to grow. The stock market continues to hit new highs. And of course, this is great news for those with 401ks and other types of retirement plans. The bull market is still intact. But as always, we have to continue to be vigilant because no bull market lasts forever. And of course, going forward, every day on the show, I'll keep you posted on things like the economy, things like the home sector, things like the technicals of the market, things like earnings, etc., because all of these are important to watch going forward. We want to be prepared when that bear starts coming out of hibernation. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we're going to do our best going forward here. We've kept you in the market for the last 5+ years. And I'm sure folks that have recently discovered are probably saying, gee, I wish I would have found your show 5.5 years ago and have been writing this thing up ever since then. But remember, I am not a perma bull. I am a, what you would call, I suppose, a market timer. I'm more of a strategic asset allocator, I suppose. I go where the action is, and right now the action continues to be in equities. I am not a fan of the bond market at all. I'm not a fan of index investing, staying fully invested at all times. And I'm also not a fan of asset allocation, wherein you just spread your assets all around and you hope for a few winners. You're always going to have some losers, and in the end, you're going to get very mediocre performance. And if you don't believe me, I can back it up with statistics that show that the asset allocation mutual funds have been the worst performers over time. They're the bottom ranked. They're at or near the bottom in my mutual fund rankings, which is based on performance. It's based on long-term performance, intermediate-term performance, and short-term performance. And yes, you're not going to lose too much in an asset allocation strategy, but you're also not going to make too much. You'd probably be better off buying one of those indexed annuities where you can't ever lose any money, but you can never make too much money either. You just have a very narrow range, and it's very low maintenance, and it's why a lot of people in this business apply such tactics and such strategies, because it's very low maintenance. It's easy. You sell it and you move on to the next person. But to each his own. I'm not criticizing anybody. For some, that's the appropriate vehicle. But I personally don't believe in an asset allocation strategy where you spread your assets all over heck and you're spread very thinly. Instead, I like to focus on the areas of the world and the areas of the market that are doing the best. We have a stock market that now has almost tripled since its low in March of 2009. And the market's made a lot of changes along the ways. You know, in the early move of the market, it started out really with the bonds, which were clobbered and beaten to a pulp back during the financial crisis. Mortgage bonds, the mortgage REITs did really well, the high yield bonds, and then it kind of moved to the stock market, the stocks that had been beaten down. The financials had their day in the sun. The emerging markets had their day in the sun. The commodity stocks had their big run. And, of course, last year it was all about biotechs and internet. This year, if I were to pick a few themes, I would say the medical healthcare stocks, and I would say the energy stocks here in America. But even a bigger theme has been overseas. I said at the beginning of the year that the emerging markets are going to start to outperform the U.S. market, which had a terrific year last year, while nothing else in the world did very well last year. And so far, we have a big move out of India this year. China's currently breaking out. Brazil continues to do well. And the emerging markets are starting to outperform the U.S. market. But there's still some hot spots in the U.S. market, and we're in earnings season as these companies report earnings. I like to analyze them and see you know, whether or not it's too late to get in, or whether we missed it, or what the prospects are going forward. I thought I would stop and take a look and see what the app says about a stock by the name of Twitter today. Twitter came public. Let's see. Let's go back and see when their IPO date was. Twitter came public in 2013, last year, and Twitter came public at about $26 per share. Of course, it didn't open at that. It opened more in the $50 area. And now here we are, 8 months, 9 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, somewhere in there later, and we are currently at $47 per share. Twitter's been as high as 74, and man, once it got to 74 in late December, it really sold off hard. It went clear down to $29.50 from 74, and there were a lot of people that were not real happy with the performance of Twitter stock. Now, I have not owned Twitter at all. From day one when it went public, I always say I like to give stocks a year. Let them establish a track record. Let's see how they do it, growing their sales and growing their earnings. Now, over the last four quarters, here's Twitter's sales results so far. Their sales have grown by 105%. That was four quarters ago. Three quarters ago, their sales grew by 116%. Two quarters ago, their sales grew by 120%. And this most recent quarter shows sales growth of 124%. Now, the biggest rub here is even though their sales have been growing, which is kind of Amazon's story, their earnings have not. But they are looking to maybe be profitable by about 4 cents per share this year. And right now, the estimates are for 27 cents in earnings per share next year. This is currently a $27 billion company. Is it worth $27 billion? It has no P.E. ratio. Well, now it does. It's astronomical. It's 1,000 plus right now because over the last four quarters, it now shows a slight profit. Its price-to-sales ratio is currently 27.7, which is astronomically high. Its price-to-book ratio is currently 7.54. Now, what kind of multiples do we have to put on Twitter to be able to justify, okay, this stock is currently at 47, for it to meet my value criteria, this stock would have to justify an $85 to $90 target price 5 years from now. And I have a hard time doing that, coming up with that number. Twitter does not currently meet my valuation criteria. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that the stock's not going to continue to go higher. But I like to stack the probabilities in my favor. And one of those probabilities that I like to have in my favor is a healthy valuation, one that I can sink my teeth into and one that I can justify buying now and maybe the stock being double where it is today 5 years from now. I can't do that currently. Now, we'll see what these numbers come in at, see if we get any kind of a big jump here in earnings estimates. But for right now, it's very hard for me to justify the price of Twitter, the valuation of Twitter. And as I look at the performance of Twitter, it's been underperforming the market severely. I mean, until Wednesday, it's been underperforming the market severely. It hasn't been around for a year. I can't currently give it a rank or a grade, but I can tell you right now that I don't own any Twitter. It does not meet my valuation criteria. You do with it what you want to do, but it's not a stock that we currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the GDP report this week, we've waited for that anxiously, especially after that 2.9 to the negative side came out for the first quarter of this year, but they blame it on the deep freeze. And of course, expectations were for about 3% this time around. Instead, we got 4. And that's a two-edged sword. On the one hand, it shows that the economy is still growing. On the other hand, I'm sure the Fed is watching and saying, oh my gosh, we weren't expecting 4. We may have to move sooner rather than later on a Fed rate hike. And definitely we got to continue to cut back as quickly as possible and maybe even bring to a halt that bond buyback program, which we've been tapering. Well, maybe now we need to taper even quicker. So again, a good economic report can also be a two-edged sword. Now, the Fed could also look at home sales recently and say, man, that's pretty sad. Look at these charts of these home builders like D.R. Horton and Toll Brothers and Lennar. They look horrible. That can't be good for our economy. And of course, they look around the world at the hot spots, whether it's Russia and Ukraine or Hamas and Israel, or whether or not it's Iraq and ISIL. Those are some genuine worries. Or they could look at some of the retail stocks and the retail sector that's struggling right now. So not all is good. We continue to have to be vigilant on this market. This is day number 1,970 of the current bull. It's almost tripled, but no bull lasts forever, and we have to stay vigilant. I'm not a fan, personally, of the stock Twitter. I have an iPad. Actually, it's an Android tablet that's dedicated to Twitter all day. It's on Twitter all day, and I watch not only the feed of different people and places that I follow, but I also send out tweets myself during the day. I find it a very useful tool. I've never paid a nickel for Twitter. They've never made not even a red cent off of me, but they're obviously finally starting to make some money, and their sales continue to grow at a triple-digit pace. But the earnings, there's where I have the problem. The earnings still aren't there, and I'm not, I'm optimistic that maybe they can get those earnings there, but I just can't justify this stock from a valuation point of view at its current levels. And if you own it, more power to you, and congratulations for owning it, because you had to own it during some really, really tough times as the stock went from 75 clear down to under $30 per share. That wasn't easy. That was painful. Then it started to reverse course, and I sent out several tweets that Twitter's starting to break out from the bottom. It started to look good, started to consolidate, it started to go sideways, which is part of the healing process. I remember when Apple went from 750 or 705 or wherever it hit, clear down to 350, it got cut in half, and then it started to go sideways. It started to rebound. And now on a split adjusted basis, Apple's back up to what, the 560 area or so? And it appears that Twitter is making that same kind of move. But I currently do not own Twitter, nor do I have a lot of keen interest. It's not at the top of my watch list, and it's not one that I would jump into today. You do what you want to do. I'm just telling you what I'm doing, how I'm handling the stock. Well, what do you like, Gunderson, instead? Well, I continue to like. I'll tell you one that I added to yesterday, my position, because they have real earnings, and they have real growth, and they're expected to make $9.07 next year. That's per share. And what did we say Twitter was going to make per share? 27 cents per share in earnings. So if you're looking at buying stocks on what they're going to make, their bottom line earnings, which in my book is the most important thing to look at, then, a stock like Gilead Sciences, GILD, which is expected to make $9 per share next year in earnings. Well, yeah, they're the ones that invented Sovaldi, a pill that cost $1,000. But, of course, for about 40 of those pills will cure your hepatitis C. I wrote about it in my newsletter once again over the weekend. Gilead Sciences continues to hit a new all-time high. It's been a pretty good week, actually, for biotech. We had Biogen earlier in the week blow away their earnings estimates. In fact, they really came in with powerful earnings. I do own Biogen, which is an $82 billion company, in my conservative growth accounts. I continue to like Biogen. I continue to buy it when new accounts come to us at Gunderson Capital Management. I know that Amgen, which I do not own, also reported phenomenal earnings here this week. Amgen is breaking out to the upside big time. Amgen's also laying off 14% of their workforce, and the stock is flying on the news. You know, it's part of business. It's part of the business world. Companies have to do what they have to do to continue to maintain their health as a company. And Amgen had a good week. That's really helped the biotechs. And Gilead Sciences continues to hit new all-time highs. And their drug, Sovaldi, could be the biggest selling drug of all time. And yes, there's a lot of people complaining about the price of the drug. $40,000 to cure hepatitis C? Well, a new liver is $400,000. And I don't know how much it costs to develop this drug. I had a picture of the pill on my newsletter over the weekend and a picture of the bottle that it comes in. You don't want to lose that. Have you ever misplaced your prescription drugs? Well, at $1,000 a pill, you don't want to like drop it into the creases in the couch or somewhere in the car underneath the seat or wherever. Little things tend to gather like pennies and nickels and paper clips and other things, right? Your tickets to the Padre games. Where did I put those? You don't want to drop that $1,000 pill or that bottle that had 28 pills in it. I showed the bottle. Here's a prescription for Sovaldi. 28 pills at $1,000 a piece. And you don't want the pill to go down the wrong pipe. Man, I'd take that thing real carefully. Get it down. Make sure it ends up where it's supposed to go. At $1,000. Wow. But you know what? They came up with the cure. Like I say, it's capitalism. I haven't seen any blockbuster drugs being developed by Mr. Putin over in Russia lately. I don't see any labs in Moscow turning out new drug discoveries. So my hat is off to companies here in America that continue to come up with blockbuster drugs. Well, there's a profit incentive there. And if you want to call that evil, call it evil. But without that profit incentive, I don't know that those drugs would get developed. Because as you look at other areas of the world, namely socialist countries, what's the last drug Venezuela came up with? Anyways, Gilead is now a $142 billion company. It's trading at a lot less in the way of valuations than Twitter is. Gilead is trading at 10 times forward earnings. Twitter's trading at over 1,000 times forward earnings. Gilead's expected to continue to grow by about 25% per year, still trading at a discount to its growth rate. And I continue to add to my Gilead position. It's one of the largest positions here at Gunderson Capital Management. Gilead, over the last 10 years, has delivered 29% per year. The market's delivered 6. Gilead has doubled the returns of the market over the last 5 years. See, now maybe someday Twitter will have this kind of a track record. I want to see at least a 1-year track record. Facebook has proven themselves to me. Facebook has proven themselves. I think it's a tough time to buy Facebook because it's had such a good run here recently. But Facebook has actually proven to be a solid company with growth and growing sales and growing earnings. And if you say, well, nobody uses Facebook anymore, well, that's not what I hear. I hear that it's a very effective way of targeting an audience and advertising to them. In fact, it blows away all of the others out there. And Gilead, as far as a drug stock, well, I mean, it's kind of become the champion here. At $144 billion and still trading at a P.E. ratio of just 19. It's currently ranked number 6 in my universe, and I continue to add to my Gilead position. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just a reminder to the KDAO San Francisco listeners or anybody who wants to come, the San Francisco Money Show, August the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Hey, what a great place to visit, San Francisco, one of my favorite places to go. You'll find me at the Tadich Grill more than likely Friday or Saturday, one of my favorite places in the world to eat in downtown San Francisco. And I'll be doing a workshop Saturday morning at 9 a.m., which is free to anybody who shows up there. There will be a lot of people at the Money Show. I know at the Vegas one there was probably 6,000 or 7,000 people total. And there will be some heavyweight speakers there at the Money Show. I know Wayne Allen Root, and Steve Forbes, and a lot of the other, Jim Joubak, a lot of the other gurus out there, financial gurus, will be speaking. They're definitely worthwhile attending. And, of course, the hall, I'll have a booth there in the hall. You can come by and say hi. We're going to give out free books. We're going to give out downloads of the app, which has been as high as number two in the world. We're still almost done. The premium app, I know the Android one, we're just waiting for approval. It's all submitted. And the Apple one is being submitted today. And usually it just takes a day or two for their approval. And then I'll be sending out push notifications on all the live buys and sells that I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you're interested in following along in a real-time basis of what I personally am buying and selling. And again, that is August 21st, August 22nd, August 23rd is the Money Show. And if you want to reserve a spot to the one-hour workshop that I'll be doing Saturday morning at 9 a.m., you can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can just go to our website at pwstreet.com and send us a message that you'd like to reserve a seat or two, or how many you want to reserve for that workshop on Saturday, August the 23rd at 9 a.m. in San Francisco at the Hilton there at the Money Show. I think the next Money Show is in like November, October, I believe, and it's in Toronto. Yeah, I'm still debating on whether to do that one. They actually have invited me to do a debate with Peter Schiff on the market. I'm still weighing that out in my mind. Okay, we've talked about the GDP report that we got this week. It's a two-edged sword, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is that it shows that the economy is still expanding. Of course, that bodes well for the continuation of the bull market, which has now been in place for 64 months, 1,970 days, total days, 5 years and 4 months, and we've ridden it for all it's worth, but we continue to have our eyes in the rearview mirror and looking ahead and looking to the side for any kind of threats to this bull market. I pointed out the housing market, which is not doing that good, the construction market. Talk to anybody that's involved in the refis, in remodeling of homes, real estate agents. It's not real robust right now. And that's a bad sign. I mean, the Fed's got to weigh that in their decisions as to when to hike Fed rates next. And the ugly is some of these consumer stocks. Now, not all of them are getting clobbered, but I've seen a large chunk of consumer stocks that are in trouble right now. It seems more than normal to me. A lot of the mall-based retailers, a lot of the retailers where teens shop, and that's usually a pretty good indicator, too, of the health of the economy. And only you can ask yourself as to how confident you are in this current economy. Are you out spending wildly? Are you investing in new equipment for your business? Are you hiring people? Are you expanding? Is your company hiring people and expanding? Boots on the ground have a much better feel for the nation's economy than the GDP report that comes out, which, who knows? I mean, we've got an important election coming in about 3 months here. Who knows if there's been a little padding into these numbers? I don't know. Look, they are what they are. And the market is reacting the way it is. That's the true nature of the beast, is how the market reacts. We'll see how the market reacts to GDP the rest of this week, whether or not it believes that the economy is really as strong as the GDP numbers suggest. Or is it a one-off, just like the negative 2.9% that we saw in the first quarter of this year? Is this a one-off because of the pent-up demand that held over from the first quarter to the second quarter? Well, usually the market is right. Usually the bond market is right. We'll watch how that reacts. And, of course, at the end of this week, I'll be sending out my newsletter, as I always do. And I'll be looking at those key indicators that I'm watching for a turning of the bull to a bear. Because the last time a bear reared its ugly head in 2008, it took 53% out of people's hides before it was all over. We want to try to be on guard for that. We want to watch the economy going forward. We want to watch the housing market, construction industry going forward. And we want to watch the consumer stocks and the consumer going forward. We still have a little stimulus sloshing around, as I said yesterday. I said, look no further than the healthcare sector, where people are being given money to go out and buy health insurance, and that's helping the health insurance stocks. I know another one reported here. Let's see how they're doing today. WellPoint. Well, it's been hitting new highs. It's not hitting a new high today after their earnings report, but recently many of the healthcare stocks have done quite well because of stimulus in their industry. And as we look around the world, one last time I'll say to end the show here, I still like other areas of the world right now better than the U.S. It seems like our expansion has kind of run its course for now. I don't know how much it has left in it. And I look for new opportunities in India. I see a potential opportunity in Brazil, depending on how their elections go. And all of a sudden, these Asian markets are waking up big time as stimulus is being applied to them. So maybe we can make some money around the world here. Just as I said at the beginning of this year, I think the emerging markets are going to outperform the U.S. markets, and I continue to increase my exposure there. Sign up for the newsletter at pwstreet.com, or if you'd like us to take a look at your portfolio, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.